Yesterday we learned Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel like Yibayalach to Omar b'de Nizik Shaminan. Ki Tibayalach Aliba de Rabbi Kiva to Omar b'de Nizik Shaminan. Make a Sadeo Omar Rachmana Lamute de Nizik. By Dilma Lamute de Alma. Does it go Lamute de Nizik, but it goes Basa Alma? Or Lamute de Alma Nami? Omalei. Rachmona Omar Meta Sadehu, Bat Omar Fishalai Lameisham. So the Gemara initially says that it's Pashit, it means Bishalai and Shama, which is the way Taka most Rishayim passed him. However, that's not the Maskana. The Gemara is a Kashit. Asi Bet. Ein Lai Ela Idias, Kulan Gaib Mina Idias. If a person only has Idias, Kulan gaivim in ideas. That means the ksubis isha gets ideas. Even though normally she doesn't get ideas, but if he only has ideas, he has to give his wife ideas. I guess because he has to give her something. What? That's all he has. So he doesn't have anything else, so that's only he's supposed to have. I expect to see her the day before that for. Beinanis, kulon gaivin beinanis, ziburan kulon gaivin ziburis. That's easy. If he only has one thing, then there's no choice. Whatever he has, that's what you pay. Hoyle idias beinanis ziburis, that's also easy. Zizikim beidias, bachaybe beinanis, zizikim beziburis. It's also pshita. So the first two cases are not, there's no chidush. The chidush is, idias u beinanis. Zakim beidias, that's easy. Bachaybe ksuvasisha beinanis. Also not chiddush, right? Pachayvik suvasisha, get beinanis, that's all there is. Beinanis viziburis. Vizikin ubachayv beinanis, suvasisha viziburis. Pachayrin, this whole amid, all these cases, the only chiddush is that this last case, beinanis viziburis, the zakin ubachayv beinanis. Now the fact the zakin get beinanis is pshita, there's nothing better. The fact that Isha gets Ziburis is Pshita. So the only Chiddush is the one Nakuda that we're going to talk about. The Beinanis of the, that the Bachayv gets Beinanis when it's the best. From all these cases, I don't see any other Chiddush in the whole Braisa. Let's see, on top, Idias Ziburis. Is there a Chiddush here? Idias Ziburis. Nezakim Beidias is Pashit. Balchayv Uksivis Isha Beziburis. So Vaita, what's the Chiddush here? That the Balchayv gets bumped down. When you have to bump the Balchayv one way or the other, there's idiots in Ziburis. So the Balchayv can't get what he's supposed to get. So he gets bumped down, which is the rule we said yesterday. So he went to this whole Brice, to all the cases. The Chayr, the only two Chidushim. This last Chidush that the Balchayv gets bumped down when he has to get knocked one way or the other. And the Chidush in the bottom line, which the Gemara is going to talk about. Ketani Mia, Betzia, middle case. Beinanis. Viziburis. Vizikin abachai vibeinanis, ksuvisha viziburis. Now, yamit b'shaloi hain shaman, tasa beinanis shaloi kidias di alma, vizikin abachai vetzel ziburis, tzaraya b'shaloi lam hain shaman. Because otherwise, why does the bachai get the person's best, which is beinanis di alma? So tzaraya b'shaloi lam hain shaman, achim ma'eskin, achim gashay sali yidias umachra. New case. He originally had what? Follow the case through. Well, what did he originally have? Originally he had idias, beinanis, and ziburis. And he sold the idias. So now, nizikin, what do we say? Nizikin ubachayv beinanis. Now first of all, why does the nizikin get beinanis? Why does the nizikin get beinanis? He had, at the time, he had idias, beinanis, and ziburis. Right, I'm asking somebody, if he has idias, beinanis, and ziburis, and he sells his idias, I only get his beinanis. So you have to see it. The Gemara is going to talk about this in the next sugya, but it seems that if a person sells it, there's a rule, you can't go to lekuchas when there's bnei chayrin. So you can't go after the idias, you only get what he has. So you get beinanis. Why does the Balchayv get beinanis? So we're saying now, what's Rabbi's chiddush? This is Rabbi's teretz. What's the chiddush in this teretz? This Gemara's teretz that what? That it goes baser the original shibud. No? If I borrow money from you, when you have all three, and now you sell the idius, all you have is benis and tiburis. So I come to my nine. So you're saying, I don't have to give up this benis, it's my best. No, you never have to give a bachayv your best deal. So what's the answer? That the shibud is set up from the time of the original loan. That seems to be the answer. Rav Shach, when he clears his shaila, how does it work? But how does karka work? Is it a din b'seder tashlumin? Or is it a lien? Is it a shibud? He says, this gemara is clear that it's a shibud. What are we saying here in the gemara? That at the time of the loan, he had idias benis iburis. The time of the payment is benis iburis. We go according to the time of the loan. Well, however it was at the time of the loan, it stays that way. And since at the time of the loan, he had to give me benis, so Lamaisa, now he has to give me benis too. Well, you master?
Why could the Gemara ask on the Lashon of the Mbraisa? The called the benis. Why the benis if it's the
good? Why is it benis? Because in benis, we're using the objective term. Otherwise, it's impossible to have a discussion. I can't talk to you if I have to talk according to B'Shalai. No, when I describe it, I have to describe it by the world. Well, I'm telling you a case he only has idias. I'm telling you a case he only has banis, and he only has iburis. If I talk B'Shalai, there's no word for it. So the description is an objective description, what the world calls it. B'Shalai is shaman is a question of what you pay. So you mask him this b'chidish of the Gemara, k'gon shoy sal yidi sumachra, v'chein amar chizpe, k'gon shoy sal yidi sumachra, n'achin am bestabim, v'tari achrisi bein nisi buris, nisikim bein nis b'chay v'ksuv sishu b'si buris, kashan adadi, el lash v'amina, kashan sal yidi sumachra, kashan loy hoy sal yidi sumachra. Okay, this is the Gemara. Gemara here says that if I have at the time of the loan a certain set of fields, and by the time I come to pay, it changed, it stays with the original way it was at the time of the loan. Whatever it was in the beginning, that's the way it stays.
Maybe he sold it as Mapirun.
What?
Maybe he sold it as Mapirun.
Maybe it means he sold it after this Mapirun. You can learn the Gemara that way. Bukhari can learn the Gemara, he sold it after this Mapirun. The truth is the Amshul Shleima learns the Gemara this way. That the Gemara means he sold it after this Mapirun. But Rashi says, Mocha Lachar Halva. So we're going to go with Rashi. It seems most of the Rishonim agree with Rashi. That Mochra means he sold it after the loan. So we're going to go with Rashi's Mahalach, which I think it's Shulchan Aruch. I think the Shach brings the Amshul Shleima. But Pashtus, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shach's Maskana is like Rashi. That we're talking he sold it after the Halva. So you hear the aside from the Gemara here in Bava Kamma. And the aside, however it is at the time of the loan, whatever is B'Shubit at the time of the loan, that remains, doesn't change. Ask him. Anything we don't contradict that? You know anything that contradicts that? No? None of the Gemara. Okay, let's go back to the confusing cases from yesterday, if you don't mind. Gemara service. Machlaikis and Gemara, here it's in Ibaya, B'Shalayi and Shaman, and Ksubas it's a Machlaikis. From Nachman holds B'Shalayi and Shaman, and I think Zor Sheshes holds B'Shalayi and Shaman. Gemara says, Mai Benayu. So when I tell you a case yesterday, there are two cases. I'd like to speak out the less complicated one, but it's hard to figure out which is less complicated. Okay, one case. I have Beninus, you have Ziburis. And we owe each other money. I have Beninus, and all you have is Iburis, and we owe each other money. So what do we say? How does it work out? Chayrez Pashit. I give you mine, you give yours, finished. What did Gemara say? It depends who gives first. That's what we said. It depends who gives first. Let's see how B'Shalai Hei Shadim. So I have Beninus, you have Ziburis. If I give you the Beninus first, I get Ziburis back. So I don't want to give you the Beninus. I want to wait. If you give me the Ziburis first, I'll give you your ziburis back, because that'll be my second best field. So everybody wants to get paid first. That's what we said. And that's what the Gemara says. If I have Beinonis, Yehovah Shalai and Shaman, I have Beinonis, that's all I have is Beinonis. Right now I have to pay it. I'd rather first get your ziburis. And after I get your ziburis, now the rules change. I could give you my second best, which is ziburis. Right? Bachayim never has to give his best field. So I give my second best. So I'd rather get paid first. That Gemara contradicts this Gemara. This Gemara is saying that at the time of the loan, b'shas halva, feels rishonit. It's not going to change later. If I sell something, or presumably if I buy something, it's not going to change. At the time of the loan, I have idiots, bein ziburis, I have to give you benefits. If later I sell my idiots, it doesn't change anything. The Gemara, whole Gemara in Ksumis, the only reason it's complicated is because it does change. If it wouldn't change, it wouldn't be a complicated Gemara. I have benefits, you have ziburis, nothing changes. I give you my benefits, you give me your ziburis, nothing changes. That's not what it says in the Gemara. Gemara says, if I have benefits, so right now, all I have is Beinonis. You lend me money. What's Meshuggah? My Beinonis. So I'm hoping you'll pay me the Ziburis first. Now, that'll be my second best field. And I only have to get second best, I'll pay you back Ziburis. That's the size of this Gemara. This Gemara says that doesn't change. If my Beinonis is Meshuggah to you, why does it help that I get another field later? I have to give whatever's Meshuggah at the time of the loan. You see the difference in the two Gemaras. You see the difference. You just think you have a tarot. I just saw, you see the difference. Our Gemara is saying at the time of the loan it's set, finished. And that Gemara, the whole tumult of that Gemara is that it's not set and finished. The whole tumult in that Gemara is that if you pay me first, then I'll be able to pay you a worse field. What do you mean? When you lend me money, all I have was Beinonis, so I shouldn't have to give the Beinonis. It should be Rishubit B'Shas HaMalek, Rishach says. It goes Basar Rishibut. So you lend me money, all I have is Beinonis, my Beinonis is Rishubit. Why could that change later? You hear the Kasha. The two Gemaras are saying opposite things. It's not even the Gemara that's not saying it as a Chiddush, and this Gemara is not saying it as a Chiddush. Both Gemaras yam on for Pash, this opposite things. So this is the problem. Two Gemaras seem to say opposite things. So the Nesivis comes with his Hagdara. Nesivis, in Simon Kuf Beis, Cotton Beis, says a Hagdara, which to me is very mistaver. The Stipler brings the same thing b'shem someone else. I don't know why he doesn't bring it b'shem Nesivis. The Nesivis says the following rule. He says there are two types. You want to jump and say your teretz? Go ahead.
What you're saying is the same question that the Gemara in Sukkot is talking about. Before the Meshach HaHava, he had, he had all three. And he sold two of the three, and he's only left the Ziburis, and that's the one left the Beinonis. And now when they swap, now I have to get back the Beinonis, because I had a Shibur on Beinonis, now you have Beinonis, now I get Beinonis.
Because the Gemara is not talking only in that case. But Raya, when that case is brought in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say it's only talking in that case. The Gemara Shulchan Aruch says, "Hayel zeh beinonis, lo zeh ziburis." This is the din. It doesn't say like you're saying the whole case. The truth is, the Gemara even has a kasha, and it has to change it a little bit in the Gemara. So from the Gemara, it's clear that it wasn't that case. You could think of Sechei Chatimtza, but it's not the Gemara's case, and certainly not the Shulchan Aruch's case. The Shulchan Aruch brings the case that it says in the Gemara. The Sefer says there are two types of shibudim. Of a quality of karka. It comes in two ways. One is according to the rules. According to the rules. What do I mean according to the rules? I mean, if I have idias, beinis, and ziburis, and you lend me money, the shibud is chal based on the rules. My beinis is chal. If I'm mazik, my idias is chal. If I'm a ksubasisha, my ziburis is chal. There's one type of shibud, which is, I would call it a l'chatchila dika shibud, the way it's supposed to be, according to the klalim. That shibud never gets changed. If the shibud is the way the rules are, it stays. It doesn't change. You buy, you sell, nothing changes.
what's Meshubid, as long as you own it. If you don't own it, you can't pay it. But as long as you own it, that Shibud remains La'olam Vaed. That's what a Shibud is, something that remains La'olam Vaed. There's a second type of Shibud. Sometimes things are Meshubid b'di'evet, meaning it's Meshubid because I have nothing else. Let's say a man gets married, and all he has is idios. He writes a ksubas isha. All he has is idios. What's Meshubid? Idios. What happens if during the course of their marriage he buys some more fields? Now he has iburis. So now, when he dies, the woman has a tefillah on his idios? No. Because even though at the time the ksuba was written, she had a tefillah on the idios, but that was b'teiras b'di'evet, there's nothing else. You really entitled to iburis. This man only owns idios, he'll get idios. But that shibud is not a real shibud. It's only a shibud because he doesn't have what he's supposed to give you, so he's going to give you this. If he gets what he's supposed to give you later, so it's logical that he can give you what he's supposed to give according to the rules. So if the shibud in the first place was not the ideal shibud, the way the Torah wanted, or the way the, if it's a drabbana, the way the rabbana wanted the shibud to be, then it could change. If the shibud was the way it's supposed to be, then it can't change. If something is a chatchila, it doesn't change later. If something is not the lechatchila dika shibud, then it could change later. It's a dover hamistavra tuva. It makes a lot of sense. The mela, it's answered. Our Gemara is talking that the man originally had idias, bainus, and tiburis. It was an ideal situation. Bachayv, bainus, is meshubit. Doesn't change. That, never going to change. The bainus is meshubit as long as I own it. But what's the Gemara in Ksubis? The Gemara in Ksubis is, I borrowed money, all I had was bainus. Now we have a rule that for Bachayv, you never have to give your best field away. B'shalai hen shaman. You never have to give your best field to a Baal Chayv. Why do I have to give my best field? You know why? Because that's all I have. At the time of the loan, all I owned was one field of Beinus, and all you owned was one field of Zibur's. So my Beinus is Meshubid not because it's supposed to be that way. Meshubid because it's supposed to be that way. It's Meshubid because of the fact that it's the only field I have. Really, the rule is I don't have to give my best field. But it's all I have, so I have to give it up. In that case, if later I get a second field, so now I could go into the ideal situation, which is that a Bachayv only gives away a second best field. So then it does change. Then I give my second best field. Zucht and the Sivis, there's a tremendous difference between the two Gemaras. And the Mela is a tremendous difference lahalacha. He says, Ludina, if the original Shibud is the person's second best field, it remains loyal and void. If the original Shibud is the person's best field to a Baal Chayv, it doesn't remain. It could change. It changes later. This is the klal of the Nesivis. He says it in a few lines, 5-6 lines. He answers the stira of the two Gemaras. And it's very mistaver. So the other mistaver, it just means that each case you have to realize the chilek. It comes out where Rav Shach is saying for Raya from our Gemara that's a Shibud, it's a good Raya in a case like our Gemara where the ideal type of karka is being Meshubid.
In case the Shibud is a Chibud, if he gets another field at the same level, he can switch fields to what he's going to do. At the time of the loan, he had all three. He had one of each. Now at the time he's coming back, he has two of each, or he has two or three of our veins. He has just one, he has to give that.
How wide does the Shibud go? If he gets other karka later, do we consider like a real Shibud on that karka? Or could he give different karka? It's a conceptual character. It's conceptual Shiva, it's not a distinct.
I don't have to give it. I don't have to give it.
If I have money, I don't have to give him karka. If I have metatlam, I don't have to give him karka. If I have different karka. Yeah, but you're going to give him idiots. If you give him a different field, I never have to pay the shibud if I have something else to pay with.
Can you switch them to bainus of if you want to take bainus of less property? You want to take less property, how can you do that? The shibud is out on that.
That's what they do.
No, if the payer can't give less, it's if the receiver wants to go for less. The person getting payment could go down. You can't go down. You can go up, though. If I have idiots, banis and ziburis, even though my banis is sure, but I could pay you idiots. I could bump you up. Well, the rush. Yeah, I understand. He holds it's a specific shibud. Yeah, I'll tell my pliegi there. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that you could. Question is why? How? What type of shibud it is? It could be taka lien on the karka. But anytime you have a lien, if I pay you, you know, you can't go to the lien. Just like if I pay you cash, if I pay you another bain, it is. Okay, Baal Kaponim, this is the Nesivus' klal, that when things are the way they're supposed to be, the Shibud remains, and when they're not, when they're only a B'dievedic away, then the Shibud does not remain. So this is what the Nesivus is. Now, let's just see the two Gemara's Yibayis Amos, and then we'll talk about... the Gemara is not ending up with Shaloi Hen Shavim. Asa Sukkah does not end up with a Psak. As a matter of fact, it ends up very, very unclear. Because the first teretz, the Gemara we had till now, saying B'shalay ain't shaman. The Ibayi Seima says B'shalay lam ain't shaman. The Ibayi Seima, that's why there's another Girsa of Ashi Yaman. It's not a real Ibayi Seima. Ibayi Seima Yidi Vidi Shalay Yisalay Yidi Yisumachra for like Hashi. It's not talking. It's talking the Shavi Ben Shalay Kidi Siyama the Kantalay Shavi Ben Shalay Kidi Siyama. And everybody holds B'shalay lam ain't shaman. Or a third possibility, by saying the idi vidi chivan shalai sabein v'shalai kaben es diyama v'chaba pelini marsav v'shalai shav marsav v'shalai l'mishav. So basically there are three terutz, and it's actually going to be a fourth in a minute. There are three terutz, and the Gemara says you can have it any which way you want. Either they both hold b'shalai hen shaman, they both hold b'shalai l'mein shaman, or the gufa avi b'shalai hen shaman, b'shalai l'mein shaman. The Gemara does is pretty much non-committal, at least until Ravina, in how we're going to end up. Now, most paiskim paskim b'shalai hen shaman. The Rambam is unclear into how he paskins, and the Rambam is the subject of some dispute. The Rambam seems to paskin b'shalai hen shaman. In the case of the Gemara, where the Baal Chayiv has beinonis and ziburis, and he has to pay. The Rambam says he pays with Beinonis, which means B'shalai l'mein shaman. All he has is Beinonis and Ziburis, and he owes money. The Rambam says you pay Beinonis. That means B'shalai l'mein. If you go according to him, he never has to give up his best field. So it seems that he holds B'shalai l'mein shaman. However, there's another Rambam which seems to be Sisyphus. That Rambam is where he paskins. Notice he brings Agamara's case. Agamara says, Nafkamina Beinonis for Ziburis. Yol B'Shalai, he gives Ziburis. Yol Shalai, when he gives Beinonis. The Rambam says, he gives Beinonis. Shalai Lamein Shalom. In the Ksubis case, he seems to paskin B'Shalai Lamein Shalom. In the case in Ksubis, where I owe you money, and you owe me money, where we owe each other money, the Rambam says, Yachlifu, that the Rambam says, if I owe you money and you owe me money, and you have Ziburis, and I have Idias and Beinonis, Yachlifu, I have to give you the Beinonis, you give me the Ziburis. We have to trade. Which stems, according to the Mahalach of the Gemara, with the Mahalach of B'Shalai Hen Shaman. If you hold B'Shalai Lam Hen Shaman, If you go b'shalaylam, if you hold b'shalayin shamim, then again I have idius and beninus. You have ziburis. If you hold b'shalayin shamim, I have to give up to beninus no matter what, because I have idius and beninus. So if you hold b'shalayin shamim, I have to give up to beninus no matter what. There's no way I'll get it back. You have ziburis, I have idius and beninus. I'm going to lose the beninus. If you hold b'shalayin shamim, I'm going to lose the beninus. But I give it first or second, I'm going to lose it, because I have idius and beninus. You have ziburis. So no matter what, I'm going to lose the beninus. If you pay me first, I have to give beninus. If I pay you first, I have to give you beninus. You have beninus and ziburis. You only have to give me back ziburis. So if one person has idius and beninus and one has ziburis, if you hold b'shalayi hein shamin, it doesn't matter who gives first. The person who has idius and beninus definitely loses beninus. There's no way out of giving up his beninus. So he gives up his beninus. And yachlifu, they switch. But if you hold b'shalayi olam hein shamin, it's not that way. If the Raman held b'shalayi olam hein shamin, and I have idius and beninus, and you have ziburis, so it'll depend who pays first. Because if you pay first, you give me ziburis, then we switch. But if I pay first, I'll give you beninus. And then you have to give me the beninus right back. So that Gemara is saying, yachlifu, is only true if b'shalai inshallah. And the Rama passed is yachlifu. So it comes out, it's a theory in the Rambam. The Rambam seems to pass in b'shalaylam ein shamim. And in Yedek Gemara's case, in Ksubis, the fourth case of the four cases I spoke of yesterday, where one person has idius and beninus, and the other guy has ziburis, the Rambam says yachlifu, they have to trade, which is only true of b'shalaylam ein shamim. So it's a stiris in the stiris of Rambam, which everybody asks, the Magid Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah, first year Rambam always. So the Magid Mishnah says, you know, the way out, if you have a really hard stiris of Rambam, so what's the way out? So you say, what? There are two ways out. Either typically you say, Machlokes HaSugyos. Here's not what the Magid Mishnah says. The Magid Mishnah says, you pass skins, b'shalai l'mein shaman, and he had a different gear to the Gemara and Ksubis. The other way out, that it's there's some gears to change in the Gemara and Ksubis. Right? They had the famous line of Chaim Briska. Must have heard it. Chaim Briska, when he was Nifter, he went up to Shemayim. So the Rambam said, oh, you worked on all the Rambams. Mechabedim. He said, do you have any Rambams that you remain Shver? So Chaim said, yeah, there are two stiras of Rambam I'd like Shver. So he told him the first one. So the Rambam was Masbin. So he told him the second one. So Reb Chaim says the second stira is the Rambam. So Rambam says, that's the Rambam, it's a toss up source. So Reb Chaim, he slaps the Rambam across the face. He says, Azay for answer me, Ashver Rambam. Anyway, the Magid Mishnah says it's a toss up source. That not a toss up source, the Rambam had a different guess. And so this, it's a very, look, if you want to have a complicated Gemara with toss up source, when you talk about Ziburis, Idiot, Zainan, it's very easy to. I guess the easiest sugya to have a tassaf was a tassaf. As I said, Magid Mishnah. Fine, so he passed me b'shalai olam ein shamim. Stifler says, 1 minute. Tassaf was. Okay, let's say there's no such Gemara in Sugis. We erased the Gemara. What do with the Svara? This is not Tali in Tfus. What do you do with the Svara? Forget, let's say there's no Gemara. We change the gears to whatever you want to change. You have a shayla. Someone come to a rav. There's no such gemara. You erase the gemara in Ksubis. I have to idius and beninus, and you have ziburis. And the Rambam passed the bishal olam hein shamim. So 1 minute. Why do I have to give up my beninus? Bishal olam hein shamim. I should say I'll give you my beninus first, and then you give me back. If you hold bishal olam, you're gonna have to give me back the beninus. Is that true? So they're both fighting. Everyone wants to give it first. right? I want to give it first. I'm the rich guy. I have Idis and Beinonis. You're the poor guy. You have Ziburis. I want to give up Beinonis first, because that way I'll get back Beinonis. You're going to have to give it back. You want to give Ziburis first, and then I'll have to give you back Beinonis. How could the Rambam pass the Yachlifu? There's no such Gemara. Forget about the Gerus and the Gemara. But in Svara, how can I? I can force you. The Ziburis person can force the other person to take first. Why can he force him to take first? Let him say, "I'll give you first, and you pay me back Beinonis." In Svara, it's Shver. Don't do Shver. So what does it help? The Magen Mishnah has no such Gemara. What do you do with the Svara? So this is the problem. So Zok the Stipler, and you have to, if you want, you're looking inside. I'm not sure if I'm saying over exactly what he says, but this is the way, a simplified version, this is what I think he's saying. The Stipler is saying, okay, there's no Gemara. So now we work with Svara. So here we are in Beis Din. You have Ziburis, I have Idis and Beinonis, and we're fighting. You're saying you want to pay first, that way you give me Ziburis, I give you Beinonis. I'm saying I want to pay first, I give you Beinonis, you give me Beinonis. So who gets his way? We both want to give first. Is there any value that would say you give first or I give first? The chayrut is, there's no way. It's an impasse. You don't do anything. So the Stipler, 1 minute. What did Nesiva say? Nesiva said there are two types of shibud. There's an original shibud which never changes, and then there's a b'di'evadika shibud which could change. Now obviously, changing a shibud is not, it's a chiddush. Right? Ideally, things should stay the same. So there are times when you change a shibud because the rules are you change a shibud. We're in Beis Din now. I have Idis and Beinonis, you have Ziburis. Beis Din, I'm saying I want to pay first, you're saying you want to pay first. What's going to happen? If one side pays first, everything stays the same. And if one side pays first, things have to change. I'll tell you why. Right now we're in Beis Din. If I pay first, I'm the rich guy. If I give Beinonis first, then things are going to have to change. Because right now, your Ziburis is Meshubba to me. If I give you Beinonis, then it changes. Then suddenly, it goes off the Ziburis onto the Beinonis. And you'll give me back the Beinonis. If we do it with me going first, we're going to have to change the Shibudim from the way they are now. If you give first, you give me Ziburis, which is the original Shibud. I give you back Beinonis. Nothing changes. So after Stipler, the Magen Mishnah held that it's a Svara. That if we're fighting, I want to give first, you want to give first, who should give first? The person that should give first, to say their Tashlumi should be in a way that does not change the Shibudim, that the Shibudim remain. I'll rephrase it to change it from the way the Stipler says it. The way I would have phrased it if I was writing this. If I was embarrassed, I'll say, okay, do it bevas achas. Do it simultaneously, at the same second, trade. If you do it at the same second, that means you're doing the original shibud. You owe me ziburis, I owe you beinonis. So simultaneously, we'll swap. You give me ziburis, I'll give you beinonis. If nothing changes, so then that's what happens, we end up switching. The only way it could be any different would be in a situation where I say I'll give you Beinonis first, and now you get bumped up. Now you have Beinonis the Alma, you have to give it to me. So the Magen Mishnah Svara was that if there are two ways of paying, and one way of paying was a way that keeps things according to the way they should do them on now, that's the way to do it. There are two ways to go. One keeps things the way they are, and one changes things. So make it tasty to change things, leave things the way they are. So using this Nesivus's Hagdorah, that there are the two types of Shibudim, the Stipler answers up the Rambam, and he says the Rambam is maskaris b'shal oilam ein shaman. And that's the way it remains. There's only stifle in Simon Zion.
What about the first case where we say this stays?
The first case, no matter what you do, it's going to change. I have Beninis and you have Ziburis. So
the first case is Ziburis, the second case is Beninis.
It should be a chlifu also. It should be if you hold Bishal Olam. So you have to see, the Ram should say after you give your turn. That's it. The Gemara has one more teretz, Ravina's teretz. Ravina Amar b'du Ula Pligi, the Amar Ula Dvar Toira b'Achay b'Ziburis. Shenemar b'chutz tamo is b'isha shetanoi sheboyeti alecha sa'avoy t'achutza. It's funny, this pasuk's not talking about karka. He's taking, bringing it out, it's talking about metatol. But okay, we're saying that the Gemara is learning from here that he gets the choice of what to bring out. So, my daka shel malaiti pach shabekalim, my tamar mubachay bebein shaitin al dalsmei lavin. My islay takanta dula, my leslay takanta dula. What does that mean? Gotta figure this one out now. My islay, my leslay, they hold bishalay lamein shaman or bishalay hin shaman? Late, I'm not going to start figuring it out with you. But if you figure it out, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, everybody holds Bishal Olam Hein Shaman. Achleikis is, what's the Shibut? If you hold like Ula, the Shibut is Beninis. If you hold like, not like Ula, the Shibut is Ziburis. Very strange. According to Rashi, the Maskana of the Gemara seems to be Bishal Olam Hein Shaman. Ravino's of Asra seems to be ending Bishal Olam Hein Shaman. It's strange, because even though the Rambam passes that way, we don't pass it that way. There's a separate pshat in the Gemara, the Ravid's pshat, in the Shita, who explains the Gemara slightly different than Rashi, and says, B'shalai ain't shaman, so B'li Neder, the first order of business Sundays, will speak out the Ravid. But, I do want to start the sugya of Shibudim, the next sugya. So we had three sugyas of, you have to keep track of idios. We have the Machetz Rishmor of Akiva. We had the Achilas Subin Gemara, the Stira Meitav and Achilas Subin, and now the Machlaiki Shalayin Sham Bishalayin Lamein Sham, and so we had three sugyas, and now we're going to get to the fourth.